Sue NURFM, good times, great music. Amanda McCreed rolling through the morning with you. And right now I'm joined by Professor Vanessa McDonald from the University of Newcastle to talk about a new asthma study. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good, thank you. Great to have you. Now, to start, can you tell us what this new asthma study is about and why it's being conducted?
Yeah, sure. So we're doing a study in people with asthma of all severities where we can deliver targeted type interventions that are individualised to people with asthma with the goal of reducing the amount of oral corticosteroids people take for their asthma. So most people with asthma, or all people with asthma, should be taking an inhaled corticosteroid of one kind of another with a reliever medicine, and that goes directly to your lungs, so therefore doesn't have a lot of, or if any, side effects. But when people are uncontrolled, they require oral corticosteroids. So they are tablets and they're absorbed in the body, and therefore they're associated with a lot of side effects. We want to minimise that burden, and we're doing it with this targeted approach to treating asthma.
So what sort of side effects are we talking about?
There are a lot, really. and the thing is, the more oral steroids that you take, the more likely the risk factors are for long-term conditions that are associated with that, like hypertension or high blood pressure or diabetes or kidney disease or your skin thinning, depression, cataracts, poor bone health. So a lot of things come as a consequence of taking a lot of oral steroids over your lifetime. And we want to be able to reduce that burden. We're not saying that people with asthma shouldn't have oral steroids, because these are the drugs that people use when they're having severe attacks of asthma. And that's really important. But we just want to minimise them so they only take them when they need and get off them all of the other times. And that's what this study is aiming to do.
Well, who is eligible to take part in the study?
Yeah, so anyone with asthma is eligible if they're an adult over the age of 18 and they have used corticosteroids to treat their asthma within a couple of times over the last 2 years. So we have a cut point of 500 milligrams over the last 2 years. So that's equivalent to, say, two courses of oral corticosteroids.
So what kind of information or insights are you hoping to gather from participants in this study?
Well, we want to, our work at HMRI and the University of Newcastle over the last, say, decade has really been focused on this concept of treating asthma with a personalised approach. And we call that treatable traits. So we look at the different traits in individuals and we target that with treatment. So the actual intervention has multiple kind of treatments, depending on what traits exist in an individual patient. And what we want to see is if we can actually manage those things better, does that reduce the need for oral steroids? And if that's the case, then that's really good news for people with asthma, because it means they're having fewer attacks of asthma, so really decreasing their risk of poor outcome for asthma. But it also means they're decreasing their risk of longer term side effects from taking oral steroids that might not be happening today or tomorrow when people are needing them, but happening in 10 or 15 years' time because of that long history of using oral steroids.
Right. So if somebody's listening and thinks they might be eligible, what does the process look like once they reach out? Is it a long-term study, surveys, checkups?
Yeah, so what it will involve, it's a randomised control trial. So people come along and see if they're eligible, and then we randomise them. So it's like flipping a coin to one group or another. And if they're randomised to the usual care group, they'll continue to be seen by their usual doctors and team and given some information. And if they're randomised to the intervention group, then they'll see a case manager who, well, firstly, both groups will have an assessment to understand what their asthma looks like and what type of asthma it is. And then the intervention group sees a case manager who will summarise the areas that we're looking to target with individualised therapies. And then over about 3 or 4 visits, they continue to see the case manager in collaboration with a multidisciplinary team in order to deliver those interventions. Okay. We then see people at 6 months and 12 months, and then they're finished.
Wonderful. Well, where can people go to register their interest?
So we can call either phone people. So Amber Smith would be an ideal person to contact, and I have her phone number. It is 40 420 134. And we also have information on our webpage, and that's treatabletraits.org. And there's a tab that says Our Research, and under there it's Treatable Traits for Oral Corticosteroids. Mm-hmm. But if people want to call, we can certainly help facilitate engagement and with the team.
Wonderful. Well, this will also be on podcast, so people can also go back and have a listen and get that information as well. Professor Vanessa McDonald, thank you so much for your time, and all the best with the asthma study.
Thanks, Amanda.
Great to talk to you. Bye. If you'd like more details on the University of Newcastle's asthma study, you can also head to the community events calendar via our 2NURFM.com.au website.